Officials in Anchorage are planning a major overhaul of the city's downtown transit center. As KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports, the early plan offers a vision of a revitalized downtown, but few specifics about what happens to many of the people there now.
The Anchorage Community Development Authority, ACDA, which is in charge of the space, loses about $500,000 a year just maintaining it. That's way too much, says ACDA Director Andrew Halcrow, considering what a dangerous place it is. Halcrow and his team did more than 60 interviews at the transit center to hear about its problems.
Okay, so this guy here, go ahead and stop it. He's a regular.
They also poured over hundreds of hours of surveillance videos. Halcrow walks me through one day's worth of footage, slowing down as security guards check on a woman slumped over at a bench.
You've got these two officers. You can see how quickly this escalates. And they're still engaging her, and they're saying, okay, ma'am, you know. And now this guy gets involved, and this guy in the yellow jacket's a regular. And our security officers are trying to take care of the woman on the bench, and now you got a crowd gathering around. And meanwhile, who knows what's going on the other side of the facility?
Handling people who are drunk, high, or passed out, Halcrow says, is a huge share of the security officer's work. So far this year, there have been 1,700 calls to the Community Service Patrol, and that figure doesn't include trips where multiple people are picked up.
At one point in time, 2 weeks ago during that cold snap, they had four in their office at once.
But that's just one part of the illegality and crime Halcrow points out in the footage. He tracks a man in a yellow jacket, an alleged drug dealer.
Here's our guy again in the back.
Security staff call the 33-year-old the father because he heads up a group of teens nicknamed the Downtown Family. There are serious concerns with human trafficking at the transit center, but like suspicions about drug dealing, the security guards on staff do not have full police powers to investigate. The facility is also just outdated, designed three decades ago under a very different philosophy about public space. Heating is expensive, too many corners, blocks, sight lines, and as Halcrow points out, the bathrooms tucked away by the sides invite more trouble than janitors can keep up with.
I mean, we have security briefings at this table every Monday morning, and every Monday I leave those meetings and I think, my God, it can't get any worse. And the next week, it gets worse.
Halcrow and his team say the problems dissuade ridership on the buses and drive people away from what they see as a prime location for business opportunities. The plan that premiered this week calls for less public space and a design that moves riders along instead of allowing them to linger indoors. ACDA is also looking for an anchor tenant to remold the interior around, one that can fill a hole they see in basic amenities available downtown.
I think Walgreens is perfect.
At this point, everything is preliminary, including financing figures and timelines. But one thing that was not addressed in the design unveiling is what happens to existing tenants, either the food vendors downstairs or the social service providers renting spaces on the second level.
We're aware of discussions ongoing, but we're not involved in the planning.
Jennifer Smith Mayrud directs communications for Alaska Youth Advocates, the organization in charge of the Power Teen Center on the second floor. She says, yeah, the transit center is a rough space with a lot of tough issues, but that's exactly why they have a teen center there.
Wherever you're going to have low-income folks and vulnerable people congregating, you're going to have predators. And so the transit center has its share of unpleasant individuals. And so we do what we can to make sure that the space that we're providing is safe.
It's an issue that keeps coming up. What to do with city residents who have nowhere else to go? Since taking office, Mayor Ethan Berkowitz has announced similar redesign plans for nearby Town Square Park, also identified as a trouble spot by the business community. Berkowitz says both are pieces in a broader strategy to revitalize downtown.
We do have a problem with homelessness in this community. We have a problem with public safety. Addressing the homelessness issue, addressing the public safety issue will help make the transit center a more attractive place for everybody to use. I mean, downtown should belong to all people who come through Anchorage, not just those who find refuge there because it's cold.
The ACDA board will take plans back up during its meeting in January. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,